All right, we're going to take a short break from our study session to convene a special meeting of the Mesa City Council. And, oh, Ms. Spinner's not here. Oh, there you are. The item on the agenda in the special council meeting, which I'll call to order, is authorizing the city attorney to prepare and file an appeal in Coleman v. City of Mesa. So I'll turn it over to our city attorney, Debbie Spinner.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. We have Scott Holcomb here from Mariscal Weeks, who is our outside counsel on this case, and we are prepared to make a recommendation to you today. Yes, please.
Good morning, Mayor Smith, members of the council. My name is Scott Holcomb from law firm Mariscal Weeks. I'm here to make a recommendation as to the Coleman versus City of Mesa case. As you're aware, the Colemans filed a complaint against the City of Mesa dealing with land use issue. That complaint was dismissed by the Superior Court. The Colemans appealed. The Court of Appeals has issued a decision reversing and remanding that case back to the Superior Court. That is a published opinion. We believe that the opinion is overbroad, inconsistent with Arizona law, inconsistent with the law throughout the United States dealing with those land use issues. Therefore, our recommendation is that the City of Mesa file a petition for review with the Supreme Court to seek a review of that opinion. With that, if there are any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Holcomb? Okay. We'll entertain a motion. Have a motion from the Vice Mayor. You'll move what?
I move that we... I'm going to put myself on mic here. I'm going to make a motion that we, appeal to the Supreme Court or make a motion, petition,
authorize
a petition to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Is there any discussion? I will discussion, simply because I was the lone vote in this case, and so there's been a lot of questions to how I would vote in this appeal. And I've looked at this very, very carefully, both as a lawyer and as a member of the city council. And while I had issues with the way the Coleman case was, their request, not the court case, but their request was handled, to me, this is not about the Colemans anymore. After reviewing this, the appeal court's decision, I believe it's a bad decision. And it has ramifications that go way beyond this particular case. So I'm going to support the appeal. And I don't do this lightly because a lot of times I've seen situations where people appeal cases just because they lost at one level and they just want to win. And if that were the case here, I would not be supporting it because I think sometimes the victory in the end is worse than taking your lumps and going ahead, but I don't believe that's the case here. I think this appeals court did throw out 30 years of precedence. They chose a very convenient case that came out of the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, and we know what their record is, that was a minority decision. That decision went against every other case that's sitting out there. And it applied to a fact situation which isn't even close to the City of Mesa's. And it's really bad when you, if you're looking at court decisions, when you take a certain fact situation and apply the law and try to force that application into a different set of facts. And I think that's what the appeals court did here. So I believe that that there are issues that go far beyond the issue with the Colemans that go far beyond the City of Mesa. This does have statewide ramifications. I think, as I've said, it was bad, and I should have known this when you read the first paragraph or the first sentence in the appeals court decision when they say, "This appeal presents our first opportunity to consider the First Amendment rights of tattoo artists to ply their trade in Arizona." I don't know why. That just... To me, there was almost a giddiness in there that, oh boy, we get to deal with an issue. And I think that started the appeals court down the road that took them to places that they shouldn't have been going and that they had no right to go, but they went. So I'm going to vote to support this appeal for those reasons. So since we have no more discussion, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is, the vote is unanimous and the motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor Smith. Council.
Okay. Have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned from our special meeting.